Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. My name is Sarah Burks, and I will be reading the devotional written by Amy Hirsch as she is out on maternity leave. Today is December 19th. Right now, we are going through our Advent devotional guide, so each day, we will be reading a portion of scripture and reading through part of a Christmas hymn together. You will also be hearing my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. The Christmas hymn that we are working from today is Once in Royal David's City, and the fourth stanza says this: Not in that poor lowly stable, with the oxen standing by, we shall see him, but in heaven, set at God's right hand on high, where like stars his children crowned, all in white shall wait around. Our scripture for today comes from Revelation 19, so if you have your copy of scripture, let's begin. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven, shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for true and just are his judgments. He has condemned the great prostitute who corrupted the earth by her adulteries. He has avenged on her the blood of his servants. And again they shouted, Hallelujah! The smoke from her goes up forever and ever. The 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God, who was seated on the throne. And they cried, Amen, Hallelujah. Then a voice came from the throne saying, Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, both great and small. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters and like loud peals of thunder, shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given to her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of God's holy people. Then the angel said to him, Write this, Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, These are the true words of God. At this I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, Don't do that. I am a fellow servant with you and with your brothers and sisters who hold to the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for it is the spirit of prophecy who bears testimony to Jesus. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and wages war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Coming out of his mouth is a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, who cried in a loud voice to all the birds flying in midair, Come, gather together for the great supper of God, so that you may eat the flesh of kings, generals, and the mighty, of horses and their riders, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, great and small. Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to wage war against the rider on the horse and his army. But the beast was captured, and with it the false prophet who had performed the signs on its behalf. With these signs he had deluded those who had received the mark of the beast and worshipped its image. The two of them were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. The rest were killed with the sword, and coming out of the mouth of the rider on the horse, and all the birds gorged themselves on their flesh. I first heard the song Once in Royal David's City at a traditional Nine Lessons and Carol service, and it quickly became one of my favorites because of its rich theology, and because it recognizes that the story of Christmas doesn't leave us in the stable at a manger, as Tim reminded us yesterday. No, the story of Christmas continues on, and in fact, John's vision in the book of Revelation takes us to another scene yet to come, to a wedding. What does a wedding have to do with Christmas? Throughout scripture, God's people have been depicted as his bride, albeit often an unfaithful bride. But the good news of the gospel is that God continues to pursue his people, calling them back to himself. In fact, the Christmas story is the story of God sending the groom, Jesus, to us, so that we might know him and have life in his name. John's vision looks forward to an event known as the marriage supper of the Lamb, when the bride, all of God's children, will gather together celebrating her union with Jesus, the groom. We'll be dressed in white, fine linen, bright and pure. On that day, we will be resplendently clothed in white, like the bride coming down the aisle to meet her groom, knowing that our white garments have been purchased for us by the blood of the Lamb and given to us by his grace. Notice that the Jesus we met in Bethlehem looks very different than the Jesus we see in Revelation 19, and he may bear little resemblance to any groom you've ever seen. In verses 11 through 16, John describes Jesus in a way that makes him appear less like a groom in a tuxedo and more like a warrior king. He rides upon a white horse and his eyes flame like fire. He is crowned with diadems, clothed in a robe covered in blood, on his way to war. The story of Christmas takes us to the book of Revelation because it is the story of God's final and full defeat over evil. On that day, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the only one who has the authority to sit at the right hand of God, will speak, and all wickedness will be vanquished. As we anticipate celebrating Christmas, we look forward to this day when God's children will gather again, not around a manger, but at a wedding feast, worshiping not a baby, but a warrior king who has come to deliver us once and for all from evil forever, fully and finally. God will dwell with us in the New Jerusalem, in a city prepared as a bride adorned for her husband, wiping away every tear from our eyes, for death and mourning and pain will be no more.